It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's Black and Abdallah podcast. Here's a podcast. You ready for a podcast, Abdallah?
I mean, I was ready to do a show, but the rain pushed the White Sox start back to about 5:20. So we're just sitting here in front of microphones. We might as well turn it on and do something, right? We're just going to sit here.
Yeah, that's kind of what's going on. We were supposed to have a show tonight.
Yeah.
After White Sox baseball, long rain delay. In the Sox game, they're going to start. They're going to play baseball tonight. It looks like there's going to be no Black and Abdallah. So we have a little podcast for you here on the ESPN Chicago app.
What's up?
Or wherever you get your podcast at.
Wherever podcasts are sold?
Well, Apple Pods, your Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
You should get them on the ESPN Chicago app. That's where you should get them.
Yeah, of course.
That's where you should get them.
100%. So what do you got for me?
Song of the night.
So this is going to be a five-minute podcast, just song of the night?
I mean, we only did 15 minutes yesterday.
Well, I know. We roll with the punches. It's just going to be par for the course sometimes with White Sox baseball and kind of working around baseball. The timeless art of baseball. You never know when a game's going to end. Sometimes you don't know when it's going to start.
It's the worst.
Well, no, I'm happy. Baseball season's here.
I love baseball. I love being able to watch White Sox games at night. I love being able to listen to them on ESPN Chicago. Connor McKnight with your pregame. Len and DJ with the call.
Are you pumped?
For what?
For the Masters?
No.
You got Masters thoughts?
I have zero Masters thoughts. I thought that
give me a Masters thought.
Here's my Masters thought. The course looks a little beat up. A little beat up for Augusta.
You study the grass length?
Little patchy greens.
You got the grass length?
Some green. I don't have grass length for you. Patchy greens out there. I feel like that it's not up to snuff. It's not up to par. How about that?
I feel like a lot of people, if you're tuning in to sports radio from coast to coast, there's a lot of sports radio hosts who just enjoy the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all they have. There's no real analysis behind it. It's just they enjoy the Masters, and they want to tell you that they enjoy the Masters.
I've always thought this is
it's a big thing.
Well, I think it's weird to ask there are analytics.
Oh, whoa.
The Masters.
That's right there. Yeah. That's what every sports radio host in this country does.
Yeah.
They hear it and they go,
the Masters. I feel like people haven't really embraced the sabermetrics of golf. You know, if you go to Action Network and you look at their golf coverage, they have sabermetric golf. Like, they have this guy hit this many, you know, fairways, and like this guy, like they have stats, they have analysis that they go through, obviously more in depth than just me saying he hit how many fairways, but they have like club speed and they have like the ball speed and they have the distance and they have like war and all that kind of stuff and their own DVOA. They've got all that stuff, but for golf.
Yeah.
And so that's good coverage.
Sure.
But like, is that interesting to people, or do people are just like, oh, maybe Spieth will do it, maybe he won't?
I don't even think the analysis gets to that point. I think people just like seeing the course.
There are guests that are involved.
People like seeing the course.
There's people involved.
This isn't an anti-Masters take from me.
I think it is.
No, it's not. I like it. I like following along for the weekend.
I'm not going to watch it. If it's close on Sunday, I'll watch. There's other stuff on.
No, but it looks great. It's good-looking television.
It looks okay. Not this week, not today.
But a little patchy.
A little rough. A little patchy.
The rough is rough?
No, the green is rough.
All right.
The rough is also probably rough.
Can you do that noise that all sports radio hosts do when they hear this stuff?
The Masters.
What else you got there?
What the hell is wrong with Elon Musk?
What do you mean?
the hell, man?
He's got stuff. He's going to the moon. He's got cool. Battery-powered cars.
That's fine, too. You want to have a Tesla? You want to own a Tesla? That's cool. You want to, wasn't he going to build like a bullet train or something that was going to get from New York to L.A. or something like that?
There was like a dig. They were going to have a big dig.
And he was going to get from New York to tunnel. L.A. in like 6 minutes
or
something?
It was going to be a tunnel dig, and they were going to dig. No, it was going to go to O'Hare.
Oh, yeah, from the city
Boer
to O'Hare.
The Boer project.
Yeah, from the city to O'Hare.
Yeah.
That's right.
In 15 minutes.
Did you see this today? Did you hear this? Did you see this?
Hold on. Before you do that, did you see the story like a month ago about... not Uber, but helicopters that you would get downtown that would take you right to O'Hare. Why on earth would someone do that?
Speed. Money.
Speed? It takes an hour. In traffic.
Or it could take 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be zipping around in helicopters now?
Yeah.
That's... but okay. Where's the launch pad?
Well, if you're rich enough to live in a building that has a launch pad.
No. This is going to be like a stationary location. It's not going to be convenient. It's going to take you more time to get to the launch pad.
Replace the bean. What has the bean ever done for us?
It's there.
So what? It's stupid.
What do you mean, done for us?
Why do we need a bean? Why a bean?
Why not? It's a sculpture.
But why?
Because that's what the person who created it made it to be.
Why them? I'm sure that all this information is on the internet, but I don't care to look it up.
I don't think you even need the internet. Go to the bean. I'm sure CloudGate, it explains what it is.
I'm good.
That's the name of it. Isn't it called CloudGate?
It's called the bean.
What's your problem against a bean?
I just think it's weird.
Why? Because
why does Chicago need a bean? Put a big metal hot dog out there or something.
Okay.
Why a bean?
Okay, go ahead.
Why a bean with no seams?
Elon Musk, yep.
So Elon Musk today on thehill.com, it says that Elon Musk's partner says he could build the real Jurassic Park with genetically engineered dinosaurs.
Well, I hope he does.
No? What? Why? I love dinosaurs. Jurassic Park is my favorite movie. Favorite movie, hands down. Welcome. Hold on, start it over. Cut this in post. 3, 2, 1.
I'm not cutting anything. This is a podcast because we were supposed to be doing a show tonight. We're not doing a show, so we're just recording this. We're going to post it on the feed.
You ready? Welcome to Jurassic Park. And like even worse. So here's his partner, Max Hodak. Says we could probably build Jurassic Park if we wanted to. Wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs, but maybe 15 years of breeding plus engineering to get super exotic novel species. So not only do you want to build Jurassic Park, but you want to fast forward to Jurassic World and do like the one with the weird genes that's like a super predator. Like, how many movies do we need to make that are warnings to people that say that's a bad idea. A bad idea.
So you're not going?
No! I'm not going to go. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Have you seen what happened in Jurassic Park 1, in Jurassic Park 2, in Jurassic Park 3, in Jurassic World, in Jurassic World 2? Have you not watched movies?
I have.
Like, three people survive.
Dude, are they bringing back those Ford Jeep-looking things?
I mean, you got to get around those? They'll be Teslas.
Were they called Explorers?
They'll be Teslas.
Was it Ford Explorer?
They'll be Teslas.
It was a Ford,
it was
for
like
sure.
No, I thought it looked like a Wrangler.
No, it was not a Jeep. It was a Ford.
Whatever,
look it
I
up.
Don't care.
Look it up. Hey, look it up. Hey, radio guy, look it up. Hey, look it up. Look it up.
Travis has texted me.
Look it up.
Travis Wacker, he's always in the Twitch chat. Would you do me a favor and turn Twitch off while you're...
Yeah. Are we on right
in
now?
There? No, we're not on. But the station is on, and that's a violation.
Yeah.
Could you turn that off for me, please? Or for Travis, please? He would greatly appreciate it. It's a Jeep Wrangler, by the way. I was right.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Jeep Wrangler. There is a Ford Explorer. So there's both. There's a Ford Explorer and there's a Jeep Wrangler. They use both. I'm looking at pictures right here. There's the green and the green and yellow one, the iconic one that you're thinking of, the green and yellow one. That's a Ford Explorer, but there are also gray and red Jeep Wranglers. So, you're good. It's blue now. I texted you back, Travis. Don't worry. It's off. It's off.
What?
It's off.
There's the text.
Did it go off?
It's off.
All right.
Say hi to everybody, Travis. You're on our podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Is it off?
I hope you could hear that. Travis says hi.
Is it off now?
Yeah, it's off now. I see that it's off.
All right. You know, I actually never turn it on or off.
We didn't want any fines.
No, I know, but I never turn it on and off, so I just did my best.
Okay.
That's all anyone could ever do in life.
Do your best, man.
Do their best. I tried to do my best. Did I do it? So
yeah.
It's off? Did you go to it?
No, I can see the camera's blue, which means it's off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, blue means off. Do I need to come in there and figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, you might want to take a look. You might want to take a look. I'll fill. I don't know what you were just talking about. I assume it was about the trucks in the Jurassic Park films. I think that they're Fords. Maybe you already covered this already.
I did.
I couldn't hear what you were saying because I left my mic on here in the studio. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's good. So we're good?
I think so.
All right. You know, I really feel for the people who are still listening to this.
I don't.
Well. All right. What do we have next? Are you still going to give us Jurassic Park thoughts?
Hold on. I got to put my headphones back in. Okay, so what I said to you was there are two cars. There is a Wrangler, and there is also... So, like, the green and yellow one that you're thinking of...
Yeah, on
that's
the
a
track.
That's a Ford Explorer.
That's what I said.
But then there's
Boom.
Also a Jeep Wrangler.
Boom, that's a
the
Take gray, That. Hold on, that's a Take
not,
That.
It's not part of Take
that's
That Nation.
That's a Take
it's
That.
Not,
Take That Nation.
It's not Take That Nation.
That's a Take That Nation right there. That 100% I'm right, Take no. That Nation, hashtag Take That Nation.
So fetch.
Anyway.
So
anyway,
my point
back.
Is this.
Hey, Pete, what's going on, man?
Why are we doing this?
Slippity flop. Look at Cap Flip. Look at Cap Flip.
Okay, done. See you later. Sorry. Good try. But.
Like, do you think you're going to have the technology to keep these dinosaurs contained? Like, are you just going to put dinosaurs in cages? Because the whole point of Jurassic Park is to let them roam free in a natural habitat.
What you read to me does not sound like. They're actually doing a Jurassic Park.
No, I said that they could do it.
No, but what you read said that they're going to have things that are kind of like maybe the DNA. It's not real dinosaurs.
We wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're not dinosaurs.
But
they're,
maybe
they're
15 years
reptiles.
Of breeding, engineering to get super exotic novel species.
Not stupid. Those are just large lizards and snakes. And crocodiles.
Crocodiles are already dinosaurs. They haven't changed in thousands of years.
Okay, so there you go. Boom. Go to a zoo. It already exists. That's really his next venture. Instead of getting us to Mars, he's going
to
do that.
Do we need that? Do we need to go to Mars?
Yeah, I think people want to go.
I don't care. I'll be dead by then.
I think people really want. I think they really want
to
go.
I'll be dead. Won't matter to me. I'm already 36. By the time we have the technology to move an entire unit of people up there, whatever however many people we're deciding to move,
it'll be more than a few.
I'll be dead and gone.
All right. So, how long does it take to travel to Mars?
I mean, light.
Look that up. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
Well, they just put you out for it, right?
No, it depends.
They just put you to sleep.
Not necessarily. You know how those movies work. You wake up. You're supposed to be asleep, but you wake up on the travel?
Yeah. It's me, Chris Pratt.
You're supposed to be out.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
You wake up and you're like, and then you're walking around and you're like...
150, this is vague, 150 to 300 days, ballpark.
150 to 300 days? That's
yeah.
not long. What do you need to be put out for 300 days for?
That's a year, man.
Okay.
I don't want to be sitting on a space thing for a year.
We all
on my
collectively
way.
Just did nothing for a year. We could have traveled to Mars.
I don't need to do that again. I already did it once.
But you could do it.
Yeah, thumbs down on this pandemic. I don't need it again.
I understand that, but we proved to ourselves that we could do it.
Most of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal.
There's
going
to be that one person that wants to wake up and get out of venture outside the ship.
You wake up and you crawl out of your pod. Everyone else is out for another 75 days. You're just walking around
the
in
hell,
the spaceship.
Man.
Someone else wake up. All right. That's great. Travis had an appearance here on the podcast. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep.
Is it raining again at the Sox game?
I think there was a light drizzle, yeah. It's really, so they did the fireworks too. So it's a little foggy. But when I was driving in today, it was super foggy.
Those look like pajamas for Lance Lynn.
I don't like.
On the mound.
The starting pitcher for the White Sox. We talked about this off the air, I think, that the White Sox have great uniforms. But the road grays are the best. The black, second best. And these pinstripes are just not.
Hold
they
on.
Just don't do it for me.
Look at Lance Lynn. Those look like pajamas.
Yeah, he's a so some baseball players, they like the extra fabric at the bottom.
Yeah, you think?
What's wrong with that?
There's extra fabric in the legs. Look at that.
So he's a pitcher, man. Look at all the movements he's got to do with his legs. You need room to breathe out there.
No, but a baseball pants needs to be tight on the thighs.
No, it doesn't. Not if you're
a
pitcher.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's whatever you're comfortable in. Why are you hating on Lance Lynn? He's a thick boy. It's a thick boy summer. Let him wear what he wants to.
I'm not hating. He just looks like instead of wearing a White Sox hat, he should be wearing one of those nightcaps that fold over the top.
You want him to shave his beard too?
One of those.
What's wrong with you? What is this, the Yankees?
No. Should we go to the song of the night?
No, I'm not done yet.
Oh, what else you have?
That's it. But that's all you got? What do you got? Nothing?
I have nothing for you.
So you just turned on the microphone and
let's
pull the string.
Yeah. Why not? Well, that's what you have to offer.
Well, I just saw a story about Jurassic Park, and I don't like that people don't watch movies. They are warnings into the future. How many times have this year alone, in the last 2 years, have you gotten a tweet that like The Simpsons predicted it?
Well,
it's not 15 years ago.
2 years. It's been like the last 10.
No, I know that. So why don't we take movies seriously?
Basically, anything after Donald Trump, because The Simpsons nailed that. So then once that happened, like every little thing takes place, and they seem to nail.
I can't believe you don't like Lance Lynn.
The Simpsons, by the way, still completely rewatchable. I watch old episodes of The Simpsons almost nightly.
Yeah, rewatchable,
what channel has them? Freeform?
FX.
No, Freeform also. There's like two channels at night that have endless amounts of Simpsons episodes running at night. It's great. That and Rick and Morty. That's all I need on my spaceship going to Mars.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Anyone who thinks Family Guy is on par with any of those other shows? Whew.
People will come after you.
No, they're not going to come after me.
I feel like I'm not saying that they're the same people, but it's the type of aggression that when people find out that you don't like Eminem.
No, it's different.
I don't think so. You don't get anger about not liking Eminem. You don't get heat on the Twitter streets about not liking Eminem. I do.
I feel like there are far more people who think Family Guy is funny.
No, there are. And they're vocal about it.
Yeah, it's not.
They're like, oh, you like that shin bit? The shin bit?
Oh. like, okay, so let's have a talk.
I thought you wanted to go to Song of the Night.
Well, I do. Like, comedy. Like, we get it. You made the joke once, but like every joke on Family Guy is its own single entity, and it has no connection to anything else.
Yeah, the flashback.
But not only that, like dragging each joke out is not actually funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, maybe the first time you saw Peter with the shin go... or the first time you saw him and the chicken
fight,
give eyes,
and
then it turns
like
into a 19-minute fight. All right, maybe the first time, I'll give you that. It's just, it's not interesting. It's not an interesting show whatsoever. Like, at least the Rick and Morty randomness at least has a structured episode that they're telling a story.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So Autumn and I talk about this all the time. Autumn watches Family Guy, and every time she watches it, we have to get into this debate, and she's like, well, you watch the dumb Simpsons. I'm like, hold on. They have a point to their episodes.
Yeah.
There's something that they're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, you watch that stupid show with the little kid, the screechy kid, and the old guy.
That show's
great. I'm like, they're doing something. They are accomplishing something.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing accomplished in Family Guy episodes.
Nothing. No. Well, and
it's just complete randomness.
I feel like they just rely on the same bit over and over again. Like, we get it. Nobody likes Meg. We get it.
Yeah, okay.
Dog can talk.
Great. Oh, Stewie's going to conquer the world.
To be fair, though, like, the new Simpsons aren't good.
No, but who's watching this new Simpsons?
It's on.
No, no one's watching. I'll tell you what. I saw an episode that was newer. It was a Simpsons episode from, like, the early 2010s. So, like,
10 years ago?
Yeah.
That's newer? I thought you were going to say, like, 2 years ago.
No, but what I'm saying is one of these channels that runs Simpsons episodes on loops at night, I was watching an episode, and they said something in the episode. I was like, oh, this is not an oldie. Like, what is this from?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit the information button, and it was from, like, 2012. And that episode was still good. But at the time, in 2012, I would have had that same opinion that new episodes of The Simpsons suck. I'm with you on that. Totally agree. And I'm not watching The Simpsons actively. I'm watching old episodes. The point being, I think in hindsight, they're all pretty good.
I think the most rewatchable, besides old Simpsons episodes, like, listen, you give me a Frank Grimes, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. That's Grimes. That's super old school.
Grimy Grimes.
Have you seen the one where Grimes' son is trying to plot to kill Homer?
But I think Rick and Morty are the most rewatchable.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no contest. Are you kidding me? Zero contest in comparison to what Family Guy is.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on American Dad. I said don't get me started.
Well, that's why I'm interested to see what opposites attract do. Isn't that the name of, or solar opposites? That's
solar opposites.
Solar opposites. I haven't watched that yet on Hulu.
Neither have I. I don't.
But American Dad scarred me because,
I just don't think that there haven't been good spinoffs.
Opposites attract.
Like, the Cleveland show wasn't good.
Are you not watching Animation Domination?
American Dad.
Hey, man.
Oh, you know what I saw the other day?
Are you watching Animation Domination?
Speaking of Animation Domination, you know what I saw the other day? And I love this when networks try to do this. So Cartoon Network's theme, right? Adult Swim,
mm-hmm.
Sunday nights. They have, like, 2 hours of 15-minute shows, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really watch any of them anymore, but I will watch, like, the old ones, like, The Brack Show was great. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Birdman.
Birdman's good. Don't they have Birdwoman now?
Yeah, they're coming out with Bird. I really want to watch Birdwoman. I saw a preview for that when I was watching like an episode of Rick and Morty, and I'm like, oh my God, they're doing Birdwoman? It was such a good Birdman. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, was such a good show. Oh, C-Lab 2021.
Oh, C-Lab's great.
But every once in a while, a network will try to do the standalone half hour, no theme, like 3 minute commercial or cartoon show. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where like it's just a bunch of cartoons for like 3 minutes and they're like trippy. They're trying to rip off Adult Swim, essentially. And it's like they tried to slide this into Animation Domination a few years, like a while back, where it was like Family Guy, American Dad, and then there was just this show that was like a half an hour long, and they would maybe do like 4 or 5 different cartoons, but they're all like trippy and like they're all, you know, they're just like artists and making cartoons. They're never good and they never work out. And I saw an ad for one coming up the other day. I'm like, we're doing this again? Like, we're going to do this again?
What's the new one?
I don't know what the network is, but it was going to be the same thing, where it was just like, here's some cartoons some stoned kids made. Because that's like the old, like, I used to watch Adult Swim, like, blazed out of my mind. My buddy would pick me up. I'd work at Dairy Queen. I'd get the pickup. We'd drive around. We'd go back to his place, and we would watch Adult Swim every Sunday night. It was great. And it was like the height of Adult Swim. Brack, C-Lab, Home Movies, all that stuff.
Home Movies.
Dude, Home Movies was great. But then they would try to do this show where it's like, I have no context for these cartoons. These are just dumb cartoons. Like, you're just trying to be artsy, and you're not artsy. So stop doing this. Just give me more original shows that aren't just one-off three-minute cartoons. You know what I'm talking about?
I really don't, but okay. I let you go to town.
Yeah,
on
I
that.
Know.
But I have no frame of reference of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Three-minute artsy cartoons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That are supposed to be like Adult Swim Sunday
mm-hmm.
nights,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but they're from major networks?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on.
CBS has one of these? Is it Young Sheldon?
No.
Is it Fox's The Masked Singer?
I'm trying to find out where... See, the problem is, like, I never know what network I'm watching when I'm watching TV anymore. That's, like, the problem, I think, with having... one of the problems with having... being a cord cutter is, like you know, like... When you used to be like, oh, what shit? Because people were always complaining, you know, like March Madness happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people were always like, oh, it's the annual reminder of you trying to find True TV. It's like, no, I just go to the sports section and I find the game and I click on the game and yeah. it's on my TV.
It's not an
or
issue.
I go through the guide. I never look at the channels. I never look to see what channel it's on. No, I'm just looking at the content. I don't care what channel it's on.
I know what channel I'm watching.
What difference channel does it make? If I'm watching a movie, I'm watching a movie.
You ask me during the night, what channel are you watching? I know. Boom.
Oh, I don't know. Unless I'm seeing like the little Adult Swim animated things that are come on before the episode, I have no idea because everything's on every network now. Rick and Morty's on like three networks.
Not on Turner Movie Classics.
It's not on Turner. Yeah, you're right. They don't show Rick and Morty on Turner Movie Classics.
So I'm just telling you. How do you not know what channel you're watching? What is wrong with you?
Because I'm looking at the shows. I'm not looking at the channels.
Okay, but like, so you ignore like part of the screen? I don't understand.
Most channels
have a watermark.
I'm reading.
They have a little picture.
I'm reading the thing. I'm reading what the channels are. I'm reading what's on the channels. I'm not reading what the channels are. Cartoon. I know when I get to Vice, I'm at the end, and I know ABC is at the top. That's it.
But all of those stations have a little picture on the
picture. Yeah, I'm not watching
picture.
The bottom of the corner of the screen. I'm watching the action in the middle of the screen.
So what are you watching?
Huh?
What are you watching then if you're content. Not seeing the picture?
I'm watching the content. Like right now, we're watching the White Sox game. The fact that it says NBC Sports Chicago in the top corner is the last thing I'm looking at. I'm looking at MVP Jose Abreu hitting a double.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know what you want me to say to that. That you don't know what channel you're watching?
Sometimes
I don't understand
channel I'm watching.
How do you not know? All channels have that now.
Okay,
and you
I'm
can't
not
say you're watching
it.
The content. You're telling me you can't tell.
Like if a movie's on,
you're watching
movie
ABC.
On.
It says it has a little ABC logo.
Never watch ABC.
Okay, pick a channel you watch. What channel do you watch?
Adult Swim.
It says it on there.
Yeah, because before and after.
They don't have a little watermark picture.
I'm sure they do. I just don't notice it. I'm watching the stuff that's in the middle of the screen. That stuff that's off to the side. I'm not perusing the entire screen like they're going to have the Rick and Morty war up at the top. They're not going to tell me what what's his face's DVOA is up at the top corner.
Jerry's?
They're not going to tell me Jerry what quarter of the show I'm in.
I think Jerry is a minus war player.
They're not going to give me Jerry's babip at the top corner, bottom corner of the screen. And usually it's watermarked with the same color as the screen, so it just kind of blends in.
Okay. All right. All right. What else you got?
I'm sure I could find something on the internet.
We're going to have a show tomorrow night.
BuzzFeed.
6 to 7. right here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. All calls welcome tomorrow night, Friday night calls. All right, should we go to the song of the night?
I'm trying to find something else for you. You wanted something else.
No, I'm good. Song of the night.
It's a weird song of the night you picked.
Is it?
It's the last song I would have thought you would have picked because, like, I came in, I didn't know we were going to do one.
White Sox on the board. Yoan Moncada.
Damn it.
Home run.
Damn it. I was going to bet Moncada to hit a home run today.
Boom.
Damn it. That's all right, though. White Sox minus a run and a half. Let's do this. I figured there wouldn't be a lot of home runs, and I say that now there'll be like 10 because of the weather. The rain, the wind.
Rain.
I guess the wind is the stuff
all right,
coming
so
from the
you,
south.
You think it's a strange song of the night, huh?
I don't think it's strange. I just think it's not one I would have chosen.
Wow. Why?
No, I mean, it's a good song. I was like, oh, okay, we're doing that song, I guess. All right.
Wow. We don't have to do it.
No, do it.
We could find something
no,
else.
No, I want you to do it. I got a lot of song facts.
Okay. Here's your song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
We go to 1997, White Town, Your Woman. This is a throwback jam, Abdallah. This is a big song back in the day when I was listening to Q101.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was a song that was on, didn't they have a 9 at 9?
Oh! 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 My man! Your man! Our man! Your mean Mercedes!
Hit a home run. All right, back to the song.
Sorry. I love your mean Mercedes.
Do you remember the 9 at 9 on,
yeah.
on Q101
oh my God.
Back
yeah, yeah,
in the day?
Yeah, as I was driving in, I heard an ad for a 7 at 7:30, and I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird. 7 at 7:30. What are you trying to fill there?
I have no idea. It's a very odd time to be doing like a countdown. But this was, I remember the top 9 at 9.
Yeah, I felt like there was an entire summer, 1997, that this was like the number one song on Q101's list.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought of this song today. I don't really know a whole lot about it. But this song was a jam back in the day. So I picked it as a song of the night. You got song facts?
So, the trumpet that you're hearing, that beep, 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 yep. beep, beep, beep. What does that sound like to you? Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. I don't know.
It's the Imperial March.
Is it really?
It's
From
not,
Star Wars?
It's not a direct sample, but people compared it to. It's a sample from a 1932 song called My Woman. But it was thought to be toned up, like you turn the tone all the way up and you make it really high. And people thought it was the Imperial March.
So isn't a part of this song is the guy that made the song was just trying to make the most poppy song possible? I feel like I read that.
Well, he's singing it from the perspective of the girl, and he was trying to do something that Prince did when Prince sang If I Was Your Girlfriend. But yeah, like at this time, like this was considered a poppy song.
Yeah. It also didn't sound like anything else on the radio at the time.
Did you know that Dua Lipa, speaking of pop, has used the same horn sample in her 2020 song Love Again?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just learned something. I told you I was excited for the song once you said you were going to do it.
I'm a Dua Lipa fan. Like, do people remember this song?
I think so.
Like, it doesn't get played now, ever, anywhere. And then you break it down.
You know where I heard it? So that same station that used to do the top 9 at 9 does like a, they still do the retro brunch.
Wait, why are you saying that? The station doesn't exist anymore.
Q101 is still a station.
No, it's not. Q101 does not exist anymore.
Q101 is a station.
You're speaking of it as if it's
Q101
like
Q101 is a station. 101.1 still exists. It is still Q101.
It's not Q101.
It's still Q101.
No, it's not. It's an internet radio station now.
No, it's not.
You want to bet? So what, you were trying to be sly and not mention them? Do you think they're in competition of us?
Please. No.
Giving them respect. Station was what I grew up on.
It's still a station.
Yes, they are, but it's not. It's no longer Q101.
Okay, fine. It's not called Q101 anymore. It's still a station that plays the same music that Q101 used to play. What's the difference?
It's not my problem they rebranded as something else.
Fine. It's an internet radio station. Whatever.
What was the point you were going to make with that?
Oh, they still do like a, they still do the, like the brunch.
A 9 at 9.
No, they do like a retro brunch
a
where they play like,
10.
They play all that kind of stuff.
A midnight 12er.
Midnight 12er.
Have a midnight 12er on us. That's your song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for.
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Larry.
All right, Bleck and Abdallah podcast.
No, hold on, I'm not done yet.
Whoa.
Because you know what I thought of? Because I instantly thought of like old radio things.
Yeah.
Mandatory Metallica.
Yes.
Getting the Lead Out.
Sure.
Everybody still does the Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Everybody still does that. But like, there's like the...
You know who the best artist ever in the Two for Tuesday world was?
Hmm.
Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you could double up on some Def Leppard.
Yes.
That was always outstanding.
Yes. Yes. But they do now, it's like the trending... And it's like the most trending songs. Like it's not based on, because people don't call into radio stations and request songs anymore.
That's lame. Why not?
I don't know.
That's cool.
Kids, man. Kids don't sit around and call into radio stations anymore and ask for songs to be played.
I think we talked about it before, but like the best radio segment I've ever heard in my entire life was Your Request Sucks.
That was
when,
a good
when
one.
Sherman would do Your Request Sucks on the old Q101 back in the day. That was legit.
I
can't figure out in my head how logistically on the board how he did it.
Oh, it had to be pre-produced.
No, I know, but like all of it?
Yeah.
Well, I know the requests are, because all calls that air on FM radio are all pre-recorded to begin with.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't ruin that for anyone thinking that.
Ours are not.
Yeah, no, when you're doing a talk format, you can't do that. You don't have the time. It doesn't work.
No.
But in FM radio, you're sitting in a studio when the music plays, answering phone calls and recording them all and saving them for later dates and times. So then next time you need that Audio Slave song, you just type in Audio Slave and you got 15 different people who have requested Audio Slave over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick one.
My two favorite, both from that station, was The Last Letter Game from Electra.
Oh, that was outstanding too.
I remember listening when she
shout out Electra
when she was workshopping.
She was outstanding.
She was fun. She was workshopping it one day. She's like, "All right, guys, I'm going to try this."
That was a good. You're right. That was a good one.
And I was like, "That's a great." And then the Mancow used to do the hour long dirty joke.
Oh yeah,
it's
you
my
like
favorite
that.
One. I love that. That's such a good bit where you tell the beginning of it. You can't tell the joke where it's so dirty that it's one. You can't tell it. But you could say this setup, and then an hour later, he would just give the punchline. And they were quick, dirty jokes. They weren't like, you know, this guy does this, and this happens. It was like one-liner. It was perfect. It was so good.
You're so afraid to say their name.
I'm not.
It's not around anymore.
Well, W101KQX. WKQX.
Do you have to say that now? You don't have to say their name now.
I mean...
The Loop doesn't exist either, so take that. Take that nation. Boom! Double take that nation!
Dude.
How about that?
Dude. That that your mean home run went 485 feet.
He got a lot of that.
Should I call Waddle and tell him the exit velo?
No, tell him tomorrow.
It's 113 miles an hour.
Make sure you tell him tomorrow.
485 feet.
It's a long home run. All right, Black and Abdallah tomorrow, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 1000. Friday night calls, all calls welcome. We will talk to you then. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Anything else, Abdallah?
485 feet.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.